Sap Music.
Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted, the podcast for those who are done performing, done people pleasing, and done living life on autopilot. I'm your host, Leticia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and this is where we create disruptive, unapologetic transformations for those who are ready to exit survival mode and reclaim their power. Every episode is your permission slip to burn the rule book, break the cycle, and finally build a life that feels like yours. So let's disrupt everything that's holding you back and start living life on your own terms. Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your trigger warning. This podcast contains unfiltered conversations about trauma, abuse, and survival. Discretion is advised. This is not therapy or medical advice, just real people sharing real stories. So please take care of yourself and pause if you need to. If this conversation hits home, grab the book Survival Mode Exit Plan, your raw, unapologetic blueprint to break free. Available now by scanning the QR code or clicking the link in the comments. Hello, 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 and welcome to the very first episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. And I am your host, Leticia, the Survival Mode Disruptor. Let me be real with you. This podcast is not here to make you feel good. It's here to make you feel seen. It's here to confront the version of you that is showing up smiling and saying, I'm fine, while quietly falling apart. To tell the truth about survival mode, the kind of truth that you won't find in cute little self-help quotes or glossy social media posts. This is for those who know how to push through but don't know how to put it down. The one who shows up for everyone but never feels seen. The one who's doing all the right things and still feels like they're drowning. Is that you? And if so, you are in the right place. So let me tell you what Survival Mode Disrupted is not. It's not some polished, Pinterest perfect conversation about healing. It's not another podcast telling you to light a candle and take a bubble bath and manifest your way out of trauma. It's definitely not here to cuddle the part of you that wants to stay comfortable. This is a podcast for the people who are ready to be done. Done pretending, done performing, done living for survival. This is for the person who is ready to disrupt everything that is holding them back. Trauma, toxic patterns, generational dysfunction, societal expectation, and the lies that they learned to call truth. You are going to hear stories here, raw, unfiltered, and sometimes uncomfortable, because this isn't about inspiration. This is about transformation. So I created this podcast because I've lived survival mode. I've breathed it. I've normalized it. I performed through it until I hit a wall, until my soul got tired of pretending, until I had no choice but to disrupt everything I thought was normal. My intention is simple: to hold space for disruption, to tell the truth out loud, to remind you that you are not the only one, and to give you the blueprint to rebuild. We're going to talk about trauma. We're going to talk about emotional suppression. We're going to talk about generational wounds, the lies that we are taught to believe about strength, success, and self-worth. You are going to hear from survivors, healers, cycle breakers, and everyday people who chose to thrive and not just survive. Now, who am I? I have coined myself the survival mode disruptor. I have spent years overcoming the trauma that I have experienced since 7 years old. I have experienced molestation. I have experienced parental emotional neglect. I was in an abusive relationship from the age of 14, and that relationship ended as a result of me being stabbed in my 20s. I thought that for some reason, life would just go back to normal after leaving that abusive relationship. I thought that if I left the abuse, that I would leave the chaos. But in truth, I was addicted to chaos because it had been my life for a very long time. And although I divorced my first husband, I was stuck trying to figure out what life would look like. I didn't have the tools to navigate my trauma responses. I didn't have the understanding of what my trauma responses were. So I showed up for almost 2 decades struggling to feel like I had control over my life. Can you go out, please, you girls? Please? Thanks. I'm struggling to feel like I had control over my life. And as a result, I spent many years living in survival mode, showing up every day. And while in some aspects, it looked like I was thriving, I had a great career, I was moving up the corporate ladder. In actuality, I had not moved forward. I had not been able to find a way to thrive. I was living in autopilot. And I actively worked on moving beyond my autopilot, moving beyond this feeling of being stuck. And in my 30s, after having 2 children back to back, I decided that I am going to find a way to be impactful, to show up in a space that will allow me to help other people navigate trauma, navigate the highs and lows of life. And that led me on an amazing journey after experiencing so much trauma for an extended period of time. I was able to travel full time for 2 years, experience life from a very new perspective. And that was because I took radical ownership of my life and myself. While I was traveling, I also wrote a memoir, which I will be publishing in due time. And while writing that memoir, there was this reconciliation that, wait a minute, I had been in survival mode for decades. Decades had been lost because I had not been thriving in life. I had just been showing up and doing all of the things that I thought I should have been doing. And what actually changed things for me was hitting what I believe was rock bottom, and having to navigate through that. And as a result, I created a method in which I now use to work with clients, and that became the Survival Mode Exit Plan. And the Survival Mode Exit Plan is actually three phases. It is first self-awareness. The second one is reprogramming. And the third is reinvention. The self-awareness was key because it allowed me to see the areas in which I had to make change. For so long, I had been operating from a survival response and from trauma responses, and I was not being effective with the way that I was dealing with my trauma. That process of becoming more self-aware, becoming honest with myself about what needed to change, is what allowed me to recognize, like, wait a minute, I am not operating in my fullest. I am not operating at my best. The second part was reprogramming. I had to change the narratives that had become my norm. I had to shift the way that I thought about myself and my circumstances. For a very long time, I was a person who was committed to the story that I was a victim of my circumstance. I was a person that was committed to, you know, holding on to the trauma as if it had become my identity. And spending time learning different techniques to rewrite my narratives, to change the way that I thought, helped me move beyond survival mode. And the last phase was reinvention. The person who I had become in order to survive could not be that person that moved me into a thriving state. It could not be that person that allowed me to move beyond my trauma. I had to become someone else, because in actuality, the person that I became in order to survive was a shell of who I really am. So the reason why I have started this podcast is because I recognize that so many people are struggling with the residual impacts of trauma. They are struggling with showing up in a space beyond what happened to them. So I have invited amazing guests on to share their stories to and through survival mode. Stories that will have you clutching your pearls, that will shock you, but are so inspirational because these people have chosen to take radical ownership of themselves. They have chosen to take control of their lives and make it better than the things that have happened to them, to the identity that they once held on to as a result of the trauma they experienced. You will hear in every episode powerful stories of trauma yet triumph. And I really am looking forward to sharing those things with you. So for the month of June and July, I will be live here Monday through Friday, sharing these amazing stories of people who have disrupted survival mode, who have taken control of their lives. And if you are someone who recognizes that you may be a half a shell of yourself, I invite you to join us in and journey to and through survival mode with us. We are not just going to talk about the trauma. We're going to talk about what it looks like to get beyond the trauma in hopes that you, the listeners, the watchers, the audience, take something away from that and plug it into your life and make a change. You start taking radical ownership of yourselves. So this is only the first episode, and I just wanted to introduce myself as the host, but I'm really excited about what's to come. So make sure that you join us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. BST, for the month of June and July for these absolutely amazing conversations, and I will see you very soon.